good morning. I just pulled in down here for my physical therapy.
Good morning, Tom. I hope they don't work you over too much.
They do a pretty good job. shoot. Well, I'm not due in there till 9:30, so it's just 9:12. How's your day going?
Very well. I'm headed over to church to meet a bunch of guys to plan an event we've got coming up and do a few other things. But it's a beautiful day outside. I don't see any clouds, so it's clear and ceiling, clear ceiling and visibility unlimited. I think they call that Cabo K.
Good to me. Oh, shoot. Well, looks beautiful seeing all the flags here this morning. In the sun up, but it is 84 degrees already, and it's going to be a hot burner again today. But I guess fall's on the way. The long-range forecast the other day said it was going to be better by Labor Day, and I don't know what day that's on, but it's not too far off.
Burn up in all this heat.
Oh, it don't seem to bother them. I got two fans on them out there. I did increase the speed to speed number 2 yesterday, or a day before, whereas I usually just leave it on 1. It don't seem to be bothering them any. They're laying good.
I had a friend down in just north of Columbia there who's kind of in the same business as you are, and he always has to leave the net and go and put his chickens to bed, make sure they're all accounted for.
Well, ours are caged. But there's a timer on a light in there, and I have a LED light inside the cage, and it comes on half hour before sunset, and same way at sunrise, and stays on about an hour. They'll run in and out when it starts getting dark, and then pretty soon they'll go into roost, and then the light goes out, just like putting them to bed, only automatically.
Subject here real quick. Is there a South Carolina CW net over?
Only one I know that would be Bill N4IQ. He's the only one that's a real serious CW operator that I know. But I haven't heard of it, actually. How you coming on that, Jim?
Going through the grind, as they say. I'm in the second class, and the instructor is a guy by the name of Buzz Tarleton, I think is his name, out in California, and we got students from all over the country and one guy from India in the class, and they're really pushing us to work on that instant character recognition or
tape. I still got it on a CD of code words, and I think that helped me more than anything. Once I learned the alphabet and the numbers and the few punctuation marks we use, we don't really use all that many, but I was trying to show Dave KB4. I got your call in my head. Dave, I was trying to call, show him, he's a musician, and I said, it's something that you can hear as a word, like RST, da-da-dee-dee-dee-da, and you get a rhythm for that, and name here is, and things like that, that are the most common words, and it's rhythmic, and you really pick up on it quick. Because many times Acuso will go that way, and the antenna here is, the rig here is, and you're 599, and et cetera, et cetera. And you hear those as a word rather than separate letters. It makes it really a lot easier.
I'm beating my head against the wall on, just doing the grind of figuring out which letters I can't recognize instantly and then pushing through that. KB4 CBA, that's who you were thinking of. Dave's ear is probably burning right now.
Yeah, he's probably out there playing tennis And, yeah, I have certain letters that are hard for me to get, like L, F, X. There are just a few that are assembly blocks. But you keep after it, Jim. It's really enjoyable. I worked a few Russians the other night and a few contacts overseas. I haven't been very active because there hasn't been much on, but I'll get there as days start getting shorter. Jim, I got to run in. I don't want to be late for a doctor's appointment, but it's been a pleasure talking to you. Have a great day, and hope your meeting there at the church goes well. 73s. This is N0TR. See you later, Jim.
KO4 LAO clear. 3 KO4 LAO.